by Kavi Raj Goswami Mahasaya, that we can see this seed sprout and sprout, and before you know it, we have a pure devotee in front of our eyes. Right? This is what happens on Sankirtan. Right? It's an in your face test of your faith. Like B.R. Sridhar Maharaj said once, Prabhupada's god brother, he said that without Shraddha, right? Without firm Shraddha, all the pillars will fall, right? This with this faith. So we go out and we're seeing the people take Krishna consciousness, take a book, and from that, our own faith is developing. Like, wow, really, this is some special. That you see it touching people's heart, and you're like, oh, wow. This is so amazing. In India recently, I was at Radhakund, and we were distributing books at Radhakund. You know, we set up a little stall at Radhakund. Not really, Prabhupada said, you know, Radhakund's not meant for this, really. But we just wanted to, you know, do it one day, the first day at Kartik, just to, like, you know, kind of score some bonus points, some, you know, brown nose with Radharani. And so, and you see that so many people were interested in Prabhupada's books. Even in such a sacred place as Radhakund, which is the topmost of Brajadham, you know, it's Radhakund. It's the topmost. You know, the Govinda Lilamrita describes, Kaviraj Goswami Mahasaya describes about how from 10:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon, Radha and Krishna are sporting in Radhakund, right? So it is the topmost place, right? And here it is that people are so interested in receiving Krishna. All these Deliwalas coming, you know? On the weekend. I come from Delhi. I come to do prakram. You know, I chant Hari Baba, Baba Baba, Hari Hari. I pray for boy. No prema, no kripa. Praying for boy. You know, no. So you see, but still, somehow they were interested in coming to Krishna. So this is what we coming together to do, to unite as an army. With Srila Prabhupada as the head of our general and fighting Maya, because it's a war. It's true. And in wars, there's casualties. But still, when I was in special operations in the army, I was in a unit called a Ranger Battalion, right? It's premier light infantry, you know. But we had one of our saying was that they broke down the name Ranger into all these different slogans, right? So one of them was like, R was recognizing that I'm a ranger, I volunteered, and I am to fight harder, faster, and stronger than any other soldier, and so forth and so on. And then it came to N. It came to the letter N, and it said, never leave a comrade behind. Right? Never leave a comrade behind. Right? So the Vaishnav thinks, never leave a jiva behind. Right? Never leave a jiva. And I didn't say human. It's a jiva, because sometimes we see dogs and these things, they're also Vaishnavs. Every living entity in the material world is a Vaishnava, actually. And we're supposed to deliver it. Gopal Kumar says this in the first volume, second volume, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He says that real humility is realizing that every other living entity is more advanced than you are. Right? Even I thought this at Radhakund, I was being attacked by ants, right? My whole kuti was overran by ants. It was a fight between me and them. You know, and at one point they almost threw me out of the house, you know. It was like, I woke up in the morning, I looked at my windowsill, and I was like, why is my windowsill black? And it was all ants, you know. And then I went to go and kill them, because I was like, ants. And then David Key said, they're brudge bossies, how can you do that? And I was like, oh yeah, I can't do that, you know. So he said, they're more advanced than you, because even they're living in Brudge while you're living in Belgium. I was like, yeah, okay, you got a point there, David Key, you know, like, it's true. Every living entity is a Vaishnav, you know. Like it says in the Bhagavad Gita, the humble sage sees with equal vision the super soul in the cow, in the dog eater, in the Brahmin. Everywhere he sees the super soul. Right. So our goal is to go out and try and give people Krishna. Just endeavor. And especially in the month of Damodar, it's so easy, because that's how Mother Yashoda binded Krishna with love and endeavor. Right? The endeavor, Krishna knows that, you know, every endeavor in the material world has some faults, but still, the endeavor is what captivates Krishna, right? Krishna doesn't want your rasgulla and your sandesh, right? He doesn't actually want these things, not at all. I mean, He doesn't. What he wants is what you're hiding behind your back, and that's your heart. Right? He wants what's behind your back, not what's in front of him. Right? So by going out, we're giving ourselves more and more to Krishna. So with that little thing said, I heard this song from Gora. And I've known Gora for years now, you know, since he was he's still a troublemaker. But when he was a little bit younger troublemaker, you know, I used to sleep in his house when I'd go to Houston once or twice. And his father's amazing, weird, you know, conversations at 1 a.m. with me. Really funny family, amazing. Man, he's a very, like, talented artist. So I thought, you know, since we've done so many other weird things on Sankirtan Saturday, whether it's me and Madhavendra Puri doing an impromptu play just without practicing, or it's like just all kinds of other weird stuff we've done here. We're gonna I really would like Gora Prabhu to sing this song, because I think this song is an amazing song. It talks about Vrindavan, right? And it talks about Krishna. And it gives us if you really pay attention to it, right? If you don't just like space out like, okay, it has a catchy beat. No, but if you really pay attention to the words, it'll touch your heart, like it did to mine. Like I heard it, and it immediately touched my heart. And then I grabbed Narottam, and I was like, okay, get the mridanga, you know, play the mridanga with this guitar beat. Okay, and you know, and then we had a whole thing going on. It was like a jam session. But if you listen to this song, you'll find the inspiration to want to go out and give people Krishna because of the beauty of this Krishna consciousness movement. Right? So don't go nowhere. Because he's already tuned his guitar and everything. You know, he's what can I say? You know, I have a soft spot for Gora. So just really, when you hear this song, just close your eyes and really just meditate on the meaning of the song, right? And allow it to affect your heart. And allow it to give some inspiration on why we go out on this Sankirtan Yajna. Right? Because this will answer everything right here.
Sorry, Baba. Walk with me through the dust and trees. I'll show you something you need to see. A blue boy sitting playing flute in a tree. Pretty girls crying tears of ecstasy. Welcome home to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Say, welcome home to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Monkeys shriek, peacocks walk, cowboys they play and talk. Said they're headed home to eat some sweets, feed the cows, then hit the sheets. Sleep safe, you're in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Now I don't wanna be here anymore. I wanna be in Sri Vrindavan on the floor. Where the monkeys sit and play all day, peacocks they just sing and sway. Vrindavan Dham said, I'm oh so near, I don't wanna be right here, right here. So when I leave my body behind, only want one thing on my mind. That blue boy staring back at me, hand outreach said he's waiting for me. I pray I pass away in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Said, I pray I pass away in Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Didn't I say it was such an amazing song? Right? Because it gave us exactly what our goal of life is, to just pass away in Sri Vrindavan Dham, to be in not just a physical location of the Dham, but to just be in Krishna consciousness, to meditate on that rascal flute boy, little blue boy playing the flute, captivating all the gopis, captivating our own hearts, and captivating other people's hearts by using us as a transcendental instrument, even though we're very faulty. Right? What was some other impressions of this Janmashtami, Prabhu? What did you think? Tell us all. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Mark, I like your beard too. It looks quite. Yeah, you gotta get it. Anyway. What did you think? No, what is it? T-Lock. The song. What is it? T-Lock. I was so confused there. Like my T-Lock, huh? You like my T-Lock? Sharadia. Yeah, it's like we see people in the streets every day and we see how much they're suffering, and it's our job to convince them that they don't belong here in the material world. As long as they stay in this material world, they're just going to be susceptible to birth, disease, old age, and death, and disappointment. And nice. Janava, well, I know you have something to say. So we have these feelings, right? We have these feelings of love, of wanting to express ourselves for Krishna, right? It's like this word love, right? It's the most abused word in the universal language, whatever, you know. It even we abuse it so much that we don't even spell it completely out nowadays. We just put L-O-V, you know. Like, I'm guilty of it all the time. Or sometimes I'm even so lazy, I just put an L, you know, right? You know, this word is more about actions than actually just saying, right? So if you, we all love Krishna, or we're trying to love Krishna, right? So that means we can't just say it, right? We have to actually prove it. We actually have some substance behind our words, not just say, well, I love you, Krishna, but okay. Yeah, that's all. I just love you. No, we have to prove it, right? And this is what Sankirtan means. It means showing your love that you have for Krishna and for giving it to other people. Giving people Krishna, right? Like, has anybody seen somebody leave their body? Right? I've seen so many people leave their body in front of my eyes. And it's so sad to see it, somebody not be focused on Krishna at the time of death. It actually makes you, at least it made me feel like a failure. Like I failed Srila Prabhupada, like I failed my spiritual master. Like I failed. Because some soul went back. Or some soul took birth again. God only knows what he is now. You know, because I didn't see the necessity to give somebody Krishna. Right? And so you see how all this ties in. Maybe it doesn't tie in, whatever, and I'm just speaking because I'm jet lagged. Who knows? But all these feelings are about going out and giving people Krishna. Become a guru, deliver your village. All of us has to tax our brains. Prabhupada says people are looking out their windows, waiting for the day when Gornitai will come and knock on the door. Right? Gornitai will come and knock on the door. So, the day is tomorrow for us. Every day is a day, but tomorrow. Even I was just told by one of these ladies with children that you know, she stopped a whole bus or a whole van of people and distributed some books, you know, here about a couple weeks ago, you know. To take every opportunity to give people Krishna. Right? This is what the Vaishnav wants to do. Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur said, the best bhajananandi is one who preaches. Right? From preaching, the inspiration and the realizations come. Right? Because you're seeing you're seeing the effect in front of your eyes. And you're seeing the effect on your own heart. You know, how you become softer, you become gentler. You don't take things so serious anymore. Excuse me. So what did you think, Karunamayi Mataji? Goswamini? What did you think of the song? You don't know? Okay. Pati? You also don't know. Okay. She's really blonde, but that's... Santosh? But what's the necessity? Does it... Yeah, if you look at all the senior members of our movement, right? Did they just pick up Japa beads and get like these amazing realizations? No. No, they sacrificed. They did preaching work. They did missionary work. They pushed the movement, pushed and pushed and pushed. Right? They didn't just sit in one place. You see this importance, right? And if that doesn't motivate you, just think that what Prabhupada went to. Prabhupada used to personally go, you know, and go to Delhi to get his books, you know, printed. You know, he used to sit there and he used to write in Radha Damodar. He used to sweep the Goswami's samadhis and clean them with tears of ecstasy coming from his eyes. Right? In such a humble mood of just wanting to give people Krishna and tolerate it so much. If you read Mukunda Maharaj's Miracle on Second Avenue, it's the most amazing book you'll ever read in your life. Right? I mean amazing. Because it really describes that struggle, I wouldn't say struggle, but that personal touch, and about how that personal touch affected and brought people to Krishna. You know, we used to be terrible at doing Sankirtan in the early days. Terrible in the sense of we just get the money and run, you know? Like, we just get the money and who cares, you know? And even Vaisheshika Prabhu and me were talking about this the other day in Vrindavan, about how he looks at these old movies of videos of devotees doing Sankirtan, and it's like, as soon as a person gives a donation, they just walk off, you know? And I was just like, okay, you know, And he said, you know, we've had to mature more than this. It's not about money. So then how do we distribute the books? Well, we have a whole bunch of books here. Right? How do we distribute a book? Gora, show us how to distribute a book. Yeah, right now. You can distribute. I won't give you Madhu Gopal because he's Dutch. And he'll be so difficult with you, you'll want to hit him with the book. You know? Yeah. We'll give you somebody easy. Mark. Just stand up. Just stand up. It's because she got a beard. It looked, you know. It looked dignified. It looks dignified. Okay, go for it, Gora. I'm not helping. Oh God, we took the wrong person. Mark is like
super difficult.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. But what's so, you know, to distribute a book is like, what did Gore do, right? He just talked about the book, right? He didn't make up something that, you know, he gave the book based on the merits of the book. It's about yoga, it's about spirituality. I mean, how I used to stop people was I used to do weird stuff, you know? I'm a weird guy, and so it comes out a lot in my dealings with everything and everyone. I used to stop people and go, all glories to Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission. This Sankirtan mission is the prime benediction for humanity at large. And they would just be like, what? You know? And I would repeat the mission statement of ISKCON, you know? And they would just be like, huh? And I'd be like, yes, yes. And because you are such a wonderful person, you qualify for this book. I'd be like, really, you know? And I would do that. And I would just scare people, you know? And people would take, you know? But the main thing was speaking about the book, not making something up, about getting the book into the person's hand. It's not about the person taking the book, right? It's about the person touching the book. Prabhupada said, what will your 2 minutes of preaching will do? They will hear and go away. But if they hold my book, they read my book, they purchase my book, and the person distributing my book, all of them benefit eternally, right? So to distribute Prabhupada's books is easy, right? Prabhupada makes it so easy because he knows how stupid we are. He even writes what the book is about on the back, right? So if you don't even know what the book is about, just read the back of the book. Unless it's in Dutch, well, then you got some problems, you know? But even that, what's the basis of our Krishna consciousness movement? How to become satisfied and happy in this material world? By connecting spiritually. Through a yoga process. Is it correct? Not correct? Right? That's easy. That's the easiest line. You know? Or going up to people, Vaisheshika Prabhu is amazing, you know? You watch him distribute. He goes up to like random people in stores, right? Just random. He goes, hey, don't you remember me? It's Vaish. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And they have no idea who he is, right? And he shakes his hand and he gives them a Gita. And it's like, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, how much? And he's like, ah, you know, give from your heart. Well, you know, there's no minimum. But better yet, there's no maximum, right? So you can give $300-$400, it's okay, you know, we'll take it. You know, and people immediately, because of his personal touch, his enthusiasm, right? His enthusiasm to give out Krishna, because think about it, if you stop somebody and you're like, I have this book. Do you want it? No. Okay. Right? How do you really think a person's going to be like, yeah, sure, give it to me, you know? This guy's a little weird. If you're saying it's the most wonderful philosophy, why do you look so miserable? You know? It's true. A lot about how we present ourselves. Sankirtan is about connecting yourself to another person and putting yourself in their position to try and understand why they need Krishna. Right, so you just ask simple questions, right? My favorite thing to ask, are you a rock star or a movie star? Which one? You know? Right? And you get to, and what are you doing, you know? You're learning a little bit about that person in 2 or 3 seconds, enough that you can figure out in your head. So while you're asking, you're figuring out what approach you're going to take all at the same time, and to connect that person to Krishna. Right? I remember last time we went out on Sankirtan, I stopped a guy who was completely bald here, but he had a lot of hair here. I was like, whoa, I love your haircut, you know? And I got the same thing going, you know? And the guy started laughing, and he was just like, yeah, anyway, we're not the body, you know, so don't worry about it. Everyone gets old and ugly at one point. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're right, you know? My wife, you know, she told me I don't look like when I was 21. Now I'm fat. And the guy was really, like, you know, opened up. He was receptive to this, right? But most importantly, even if somebody isn't receptive, is always leave everybody with a favorable impression of Krishna. I always tell the story about our second Sankirtan Saturday, or is it the third one, where I went up to one gentleman and I said, excuse me, you know? He's like, let me guess, you have a book. You're the 19th person today to stop me and ask me if you want this book, you know? But I have to say, you guys all look happy and are very polite, so I'll take the book. Right? 19 people went by, 18 people, and then I got the book out, you know? It wasn't me, but it was just all these people, just leaving people with a favorable impression goes so far. Well, even if people don't take a book, they have a great opinion about the devotees. Right? It's like, I remember, you know, seeing a devotee one time distributing books, and the person said, no, I'm not interested. And he said, okay, maybe when you're more spiritual and more intelligent, then you can come back and get a book. And what? The guy was so fried, you know? It's true, you know? So it's like, no, we don't want to fry people out, right? We want to show people that we're not after an ulterior, we don't have any ulterior motives. There's no agenda, right? That we're just doing this because we have faith that this will make people smile. Because if you look, the material world, it's nobody smiles. I was just on an airplane for 8 hours, and nobody smiled on the whole airplane. Like, not even the stewardesses and the I don't know what you call the male stewardess, but a steward? I don't know. But even he didn't smile. The whole 8 hours, I was walking around chanting japa and you know, a few other things I was doing, in and out of the bathroom, and you see it, everybody's just like this, staring. Just no smiles. Material world is no smiles. And if it is, it's false. They're smiling, and inside they're thinking how miserable they are. You know? So we're here to give happiness, to give love, to give Krishna, to give Sri Vrindavan Dham. Right, like Gaura sang. That's why I had to sing this song. Because this is what we're trying to give people. We're trying to give people the real meaning of life. Right? That's what we're trying to give people. That's it. We're not trying to take their money. We're not trying to get rich. Right? For us as devotees, sadhakas, we're trying to win some mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what we're trying to do. Make some advancement on this spiritual path. And for others, we're trying to help people. Because Prabhupada helped us. Prabhupada picked us up out of the ocean. Om gana tini damnishaka nandana salakaya taksho unmiratamyana tasmai shi guruve namaha. The spiritual master was open our eyes because they were in such ignorance, right? And give us the torch of transcendental knowledge. So this is the wonderful aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, that any idiot can go out and be a guru for a day. Any idiot can go out and make somebody happy. It doesn't take brains, it doesn't take good looks, it doesn't take anything, wit, smiling, you know. I remember one time I took on the bus tour. I took all the kids out on book distribution, and I didn't talk about the smiling aspect and that stuff. And I looked across the street, and this one poor man was surrounded by like 6 Gurukuli girls, you know? Totally like, hey, smiling and all, and this poor guy had no chance at all. You know, he took every book from every one of them, you know? No chance this guy had whatsoever, you know? I felt so bad for the guy, you know? He didn't want to take it, but he was just captivated by these 6 girls, and it was just like, oh, how much do you want? Here's my wallet. Here's my bank card, you know? Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow is a day for us to do that. It's a day for us to do it. And if we can't go out on Sankirtan, then we should sponsor some books for Sankirtan and help the mission in some way. Do some services. Cook breakfast in the morning. All of this is Sankirtan Yajna. Prabhupada explains in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Kirtanam also means explaining Krishna. It's in the first canto, first or second chapter, middle of the chapter. Prabhupada explains this. Right? This, that explaining is necessary. I mean, just think, if Prabhupada would have sat in Vrindavan, Instead, Prabhupada brought Vrindavan to us. Right? Prabhupada brought Vrindavan to us. Prabhupada brought Krishna to us. He forced Krishna to come to us. Right? So tomorrow we can bring Vrindavan to other people. Tomorrow we can bring the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to other people. Not just tomorrow, every day of our lives. Because the mission is now falling onto young people. And I hate to... What's this one song? You know, the children are the future. What is this one stupid song? I think Michael Jackson or something wrote it. You know? The world is searching for heroes. Right? I remember Michael Jackson when he passed away or whatever, he got killed, whatever the situation was. Everyone was glorifying him. Even devotees were glorifying him so much. And I was trying to figure it out because I was like, the only thing he ever contributed to society was and the moonwalk. And I was like, they're so like so desperate for a hero that they're glorifying this man so much. I mean, he did. Vaisheshika Prabhu actually gave him a Bhagavad Gita once, distributed a Gita to him. And Sacha, you know Sacha from New York? Anyway, she's Rambhadra's wife. She actually cooked for Michael Jackson a few times, you know, prasadam. You know, but still, you know, glorified for what? Hee-hee! And the moonwalk, you know? And wearing one glove that's shiny, you know? I used to do that when I was a kid, too, and it wasn't fashionable then, you know? People used to make fun of me. So the world is desperate for heroes. So devotees are the real heroes because they're going against the material world, they're going against the material enjoyment, and they're just dedicated to giving people Krishna. So, any questions at all? We'll cut it short today because I'm falling asleep. I'm tired. Any questions? Yes. You just talk from the heart. Yeah, but you just talk from the heart. I mean, that's what I do. I can't tell you, you know, to say certain... I can tell you to say, yeah, this book is about yoga, it's about meditation, it's about how to be happy, how to deal with stress. You know, these are things I use, but I always just talk from the heart. I always ask people, are you happy? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, can you be happier? And they're like, yeah. And I just... I mean, that's the biggest thing, is to be detached. I mean, it's not anything you say, actually. It's not actually anything you say. The books distribute themselves. You're just holding the book. You know, it's just when we become attached, and we, you know, then we think it's because if I say a certain thing or I don't say a certain thing. Like, me and Vaisheshika Prabhu did an experiment one time. We just wanted to see, like, what would happen if we didn't say anything to anyone all day, right? So we were driving to San Francisco from his house in Burlingame, And we took the box out of the car and put it on the street and then opened it up and then went to close the car. And immediately people came over like, wow, how much for these books? And we were like, we didn't even say anything. Right? The books distribute themselves. But the basic is there. What would you say about this book? What would you say about the science of self-realization? Right? What's that mean? See, you connect the book to people, you know. So that's why personally I ask them a little bit about their lives, you know, because you're a student. Wow, I got this. What are you studying? Oh, I'm studying medicine. Oh, that's so stressful. Well, look, you know, we're teaching a yoga system here. A yoga system. There's many different forms of yoga: hatha yoga, karma yoga, jnana yoga, and the topmost is bhakti. Bhakti means love and devotion. Right? So to deal with stress means you have to understand who you are. And I just give him a Gita. Well, look at this book. It's about a soldier that was on a battlefield that had to fight his family. Oh my goodness, what stress is there? But still, he rises above it and becomes a great hero. Right? But ultimately, I don't sit there and stress over whether they take the book or not. I just put the book in their hand. And once you put the book in a hand, then the super soul connects. Or the soul is just not ready yet. The jiva is just not ready for it. And that's okay, because they still made the kripa is still there. You know, so like, every book is different, you know? Like, I'm sorry, but how do I say this in a politically correct way? I do stereotyping. I do profiling, you know? So, like, you know, if I meet people that are not straight, I usually tend to give them a cooking book because I find they tend to like, you know, they tend to like to cook. So I tend to connect it. Women, I give them the teachings of Queen Kunti. That's the first book I give ladies because it's about a woman, right? Little kids, I give them Krishna book because it's all stories about love and about fighting and all the, especially if they're little boys, because they really get into the fighting aspect, you know? So you just look at the person and you think, you just let Krishna inspire from within. And he will. He will. The thing is that we a lot of times we try to be too desperate. We our approach to people is very desperate, in a very desperate way, you know? Like, we're like, excuse me, and we run after the person for like 6 kilometers, you know, trying to distribute a book, you know? And what's it make it look? It makes us look very desperate. That we don't have something so significant, you know? Like, beggars chase after, you know, like, street people chase after people for money, you know? My mood is just, I'm very lazy. I just stand there and I say, excuse me, and if you don't stop, you just don't stop. I'm not going to walk after you. So many other souls, you know? Instead of wasting my energy on walking, I'd rather just stop another 2 or 3 people. You know, so the point is that we should be confident. We should, like one time a boy said that went out distributing a Gurukui, Balaram from Alachua. He said, I gave this book to this man, and this man said, do you believe in this book? And he said, wow, I never even thought of that. Right? People can see through you on the street. They can see if you don't have any faith in the book at all. They can actually see through it. So that strong conviction. And just saying what the book is. You know the philosophy. Everyone knows the philosophy. Everyone knows the philosophy. You just speak the philosophy in a very way. Not quote 1,000 verses, you know, machita magadha pranam, and all these things, and then, yeah, like, they care, you know. They don't even know. They think you're speaking, you know, African for all they know, you know. They're like, no, you just speak from the heart. Because what are we? We're a heart-giving movement. Krishna consciousness is not from the heart. It is not from the head. It's from the heart. Right? So if you just speak from the heart, and just not worry and not stress, And just say, Krishna, I'm going to stop this soul, and if you want him to take a book, he'll take a book. But you just say the basis of the philosophy. Journey of Self-Discovery. Well, how would you explain that book? Right? We're all trying to figure out who we are in life from the time we're born. We're trying to figure out what we want to be when we grow up. Ask a little boy when they're 5 years old, he wants to be a fireman. Then you ask him again when he's 13, he wants to be a basketball star. Then when he's 18, he wants to be a rapper. Then when reality kicks in and he has a wife and he has to finally get a real job, then he's like, okay, now I'm gonna you know, work at a factory or something, right? We're trying to always discover who we are. So this is why we printed this book, The Journey of Self-Discovery, so you can figure out who you really are. See, it's just about looking at the book and connecting it. Tomorrow we'll go together. Any other questions, comments, political statements? Yes, gentlemen? Political statements, okay, we're good with those. Harinam? Harinam is great. Harinam and books should go together. But also Prabhupada says that these books are recorded kirtans. The Prabhupada said these books are recorded kirtans, right? So, you know, Yuga Dharma, Harinam, Sankirtan, right? Of course. There's 64 angas of devotional service, and all of them are meant to bring one to the point of the Yuga Dharma. And a Harinam is important because it purifies the area. And Prabhupada says we're distributing books to convince people to surrender to the Yuga Dharma. So, Harinam is very good. Not everyone will do books tomorrow. People do Harinam, people do books, people do both. People like me will be lazy and just sit in one spot. You know, it's about having fun. But even we go on Harinam, if you look at Harinam sometimes, it's like everyone in the front is having fun, and then everyone in the back looks like they're about to be shot in the head. You know, they're all walking around like this. Will this ever end? You know, so it's like, we also have to, when we go on Harinam, we also have to let it affect us, not just the non-devotees. Yes, Mataji, you had a question? Nothing? TK? Asking for donations? Yeah. How I explain it to people, I say, do you believe in karma? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, when you're dealing with spiritual things, then, you know, if you give some kind of donation to complete the cycle, and then you get some positive karma behind you. And then also it just goes to just a printing cost. That's it. I am a firm believer. The goddess of fortune resides on Krishna's chest, so he will make sure the BBT gets their money. Right? I'm convinced. Like, the goddess of fortune sitting there. Because one person might give €2 and the next person will give €20, which covers like 3 or 4 books, you know? Or is it like, I mean, this is how things happen. So yeah, you can ask for a donation. Yeah, no problem. Like, I there's a boy in Russia that goes up to people and he distributes, and he goes, this book is yours. You don't have to pay for it. If you feel like giving a donation, give a donation. If you don't, you can still keep the book. And the guy collects massive amounts of donations. He's so detached from it that people just give the money like anything to him. You know, and he doesn't keep anything. He just gives it all to the temple. So donations is okay to ask for. No problem. We should ask for donations. But we shouldn't get hung up in, we have to charge a certain amount and all these. No, some donations should be there. You know, but not, oh, well, you know, you really want this book, but you only, it's, you have to give €10 and you only gave 4, you know, like. But meanwhile, the book is only $1.30, you know, like €1.30. You know, money, we're not in money conscious, we're in Krishna conscious. So some donation is okay, is good. We should get some donation. Yes, Janmashtami. Yeah. 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 It happened to me once in South Africa. I was distributing books in Pretoria, and I distributed a Bhagavad Gita for like 1 cent, right, to some African gentleman. And then the next day he saw me, and he's like, hey, you! And I was like, you know, I'm in Africa, I'm a little white guy with a lot of money on me, I'm running. I'm not sticking around, you know? Some guy yelling at me, you know, some big, huge guy, like, hey, come here! I'm like, oh no, I'm not coming near you! You know, so I started running. He's like, no, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm like, yeah, okay, I don't believe, you know, sorry, I'm a little, you know, it's Africa after all, you know, and people get killed all the time. Yeah, he's like, just wait right here. And then I was thinking, wow, I'm going to get killed, you know. This is, yeah, I'm going to get killed, no problem, you know. Then he came back and he had an envelope and he handed me an envelope. And he's like, this is a gift for that book that you gave me yesterday. It's like, I read just the introduction to it. And here I want you to make sure Africans get these books for free. And I opened it up. It was like 2,000 euros in it. He's like, he was a well-to-do African man and just gave me 2,000. I distributed a book for 1 cent, you know. What a turnover, you know. And we did. We took the money and we sponsored books and gave them out in the townships, you know. So Krishna will provide money. We never have to worry about that. Look at Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't have a dime to his name, you know, and Krishna gave him the whole world. It's just by our desire and detachment. Yeah. 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 It is mood of detachment, because that's what Krishna wants. He wants you detached from the result. Not to be the big, huge book distributor. Who cares about that, you know? I want to be the huge mercy getter, you know? Who cares about, you know, I want to be famous and the number one book distributor and this and that. I just want to get the mercy from the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, okay, I think we'll end here because tomorrow is a long day. Long day. So, anyway, if you haven't signed up, sign up, or I'll sign your name up for you without you knowing. And because we only have 5 spots left. And trust me, once tomorrow comes, tomorrow morning, you know, after Mangal Arati, after Bhagavatam class, I'm ripping the sign-off roster off on the wall, and if your name ain't on, you're not going. No, because we're not going to run around trying to find cars because people are just too lazy to go write their initials on the thing, you know, or something. Even though they walk past it to go to Prasadam all the time, you know. But please, sign up if you haven't done so, so that you can come, you know. Be responsible, which means signing up. Prabhupada likes responsibilities. People took responsibility for things. And so, and if not, sponsor a case of books or buy a book. We have all these books right here, nicely, wonderfully laid out, you know. So, anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Bhakta Mark Goswami ki jai. No.
Gaura Prabhu ki jai.
Okay, Gaura, let's pack up.